Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh. It's a dagger business. A.K.A. 4DB Witty.
We talk with it.
We do that.
We got drink.
You got that too.
We got pill.
I do.
Got money in the bank.
Watch this. Finally, I got my chance to take a step in advance. You falling in the dagger's trance, this'll be your last dance. Only fucking bitches with a tramp stamp and high heels with dagger tatted on the inner thigh. People think I do too much, yeah you're right, I do the most. We drink pills and I represent the West Coast. Turns up constantly, I'm on like an apostrophe. Moving block to block, buying prop like Monopoly. My PhD ideology, and people always hating on me, cause my shit be slapping. Turned up, y'all are really boring, and I can't even stop it. See a pill, gotta pop it, alias 4DB, better ask about it. Really cocky, only cause I know no one will ever stop me. Smoking so much weed, any room I'm in, you know it's false. Bitches love my doggy style, I'm a dog, I give it to them. Treat they pussy like a down south beach.
Chop the screw. Roll up, roll up, we got time.
This is what I do daily, Sunday to Sunday. Fucking on the bitches you be watching on the runway. Smoking on that top shelf, that shit'll make your head spin. We turned up, don't give a fuck. The money keep on stacking, the bitches keep it twerking. The hoes on the track, feet hurting. Pussy stay serving, but daggers never buying. You want my money, bitch? Hold your breath and die trying. 50 steady lying when they drink and pop pills. Wanna fuck? Got a man at home, bitch. Keep it real, the truth is all I spit, bitch. Get off my dick. We're all the single ladies that want me and another bitch. Don't be acting scared now. Here, have another drink. Can't get a bitch, shit. All my money in the bank, so I'ma do what I do. Roll a blunt, smoke up, get a drink, pull up, pop a pill, turn up. Comes to turning up, I'm never known for turning down. 4DB with it. What I see, I gotta clown these niggas and they skinny jeans. Paying for these bitches and they try to fuck by any means. Me, I get to fuck for free. Turn them up, bend them over. Blame it on the alcohol. Tell them that you wasn't sober. Take it down when it's over. Play a role and step aside. Start shit with my main bitch. Can't let it ride. 187 homicide. Damn, I need to smoke again. Call my nerves because I'm working harder than the Mexican. Now, man, I gotta win. I will not take another loss. So drunk, I piss on bitch niggas when I'm pissed off. Smear a bitch's lip gloss. She's stumbling and fumbling. Got a lock on her pussy, but this pill got it crumbling. Get up in it, she mumbling. Have to let her know what dagger about. Knock the pussy out. Now these bitches call me Pacquiao.
Roll up, roll up. We got drink.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? Long time no hear. Yes, it is Theory of a High Mind. Where is wine? Not wine. Yes, we're going to kick this night off right. I'm a little behind because I was waiting on a couple of things, getting some stuff set up. I wish I was set up the way I wanted to be, but you know what? You know, shit happens, right? But as usual, I need to get my blunt rolled, and I got a special setup for my live people, the people who love to be on the show live. Always, you're welcome to follow through on Facebook on the live. If not, you can listen to, sit back, pour you a drink, roll you a blunt. We about to get it cracking tonight. We going to be talking for a minute. I got to play catch up. What they say, mustard, catch up. Yes, that's what we about to do. Let me get my shit together while I'm sitting here talking to y'all. I could be getting my shit out and starting to get ready to roll it because I don't have nothing ready. Stay tuned, you guys. This is Theory of a High Mind. We coming at you on a Friday night where we chilling in this coronavirus bullshit. Let's fucks with me, baby. Fucks with me. We about to do this. Stay tuned.
Big ol', what's up, Mr. Cole? Man, I got a big old motherfucking bottle of this.
Big ol',
man, what the fuck is this?
That new mystical feature, nigga.
I don't know, but this bottle big as a motherfucker, nigga.
Big ol', cool it high, nigga.
Everything I do, big ol'.
Swag on, big ol', nigga.
It's that country shit.
Big ol'.
We don't say big, nigga, we say big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', ballin', big ol', big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Kinda got me a big ol' chick, went and bought me a big ol' house. Got me a little sexy bitch, all she do is run a big ol' mouth. Sitting up in a big ol' truck, smoke night, see them big ol' clouds. Got something on my little ol' lap, guaranteed to lay your big ass down. Yeah, y'all know I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little ol' pack, now I got more white than a chalk line. House got a big ol' room, room got a big ol' bed. Old girl got a big ol' butt, but I think that she big ol' dead. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor, 450, 4 bolt, 30 over. Ball on that bitch like a tank cobra. When I get a spraying, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loader. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolio deep like a little old goat. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol' ballers, big ol' bit, big ol' blunt, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol' ballers, big ol' bit, big ol' blunt, big ol' guns.
I need a big ol' booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the birthday. I already know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the pussy on the Thursday. Put the bitch in city sitting prison. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no bitch, I'm serious, I'm prison. I know that's why you gave me in the birthday. Did you wanna meet me in person? You be singing all the words in my verses. Said that talking like a big old person. The big curve like the neck on a turkey. On the road on the weekend working. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. At the pussy water time still surging. I guess I'm gonna be big old surfing. I guess I'm gonna be big old snorkeling. You gonna be big old squirting. We gonna make a big old mess up. When I'm gonna slippery surface. Your man looking so you're getting nervous. Your message alert won't stop tripping. You just rolled your eyes and double it the line. Follow that big old surface.
Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunt, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunt, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunt, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunt, big ol' guns.
Big ol', big ol', big ol', big ol',
big ol',
big ol',
big ol',
big ol',
big ol',
big ol',
big ol',
big ol', big ol',
big ol'.
Just a wee bit of the high end off. Just a wee bit of the high end off. Just a wee bit of the high end off. You ready? Industry you got me locked in a parts out. I'm a bone cause I let my boat ride while you let these folks lie. We're all their broken lives cause they pull the sheet over your eyes. Don't mean they can't see through my third eye. I'm peeping. They tried to lock the now secret. Some sneak shit exposing. Trooper beep 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 like gold chain with grain on the wheel. I'm ripping the reins through Capitol Hill. Tell me how a young black shit post to feel. I got hoes on my left and hoes on my right. These politics the one digging them down and I'm no something. Right, playboy, I'm chosen. You frozen off in the castle like them rocks. I'm busy breaking up the side street, straight up out the concrete jungle, man. Tupac, I got that. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap. It's about that. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap. And I got that. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap. It's about that. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. I was born a motherfucking menace to society. No matter how many lies they spine, we just vibe and weave on some Mayweather type hype. Move through life, no break lights, cause I know food in my life. Might say I can't get right, cause these dreams seem impossible to achieve, but I'ma manifest destiny. Niggas can't harm me, cause I know that I've been blessed. If you don't know that I can't flow, better move left, cause the post-race swinging like looted to your chest. Try living 7 years, no sex, you'll find that levels on the inside. Never mind what they say, good cry lies. That's why I can't get no sleep, that was always after me, but that's what happened, your partner got dropped. Best aim high, even though I'm so low, that's what having your road low through these head streets. This arm with a dream, too many wanna stop, but they can't see and don't believe that. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 it's about that. Boom, 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 uh-huh. Boom, 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 uh-huh. Boom, 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 uh-huh. Boom, 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 and I got that. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 it's about that. Boom, boom, boom. Living in the Hunger Games, no matter how we change, my state the same. Give up our right by district, national guard used to keep district. Go to evidence, but towards economic relevance, relative to politics. So why education ain't just get shit, but to get tested. I've been blessed, been living cool, leaving nation. Hard to keep patient, every day keep seeing over a situation. I can live up our game. More the racism, classism is the real problem. How do we solve them? When the doors are forcing like a cylinder on a 38. The recession, media gang, y'all say Peterson ahead, no escape. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, it's about that. Boom, 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 uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, and I got that. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, yeah. Boom, 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 clap, and about that. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, uh-huh. Boom, 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 clap, Miss Rain.
Taught me about the system, streets taught me how to work it. I'm focused on my grind while you barely scratch the surface. Crooked smiles surrounding me, I never lost my purpose. I got too much to lose, you can never say I'm worthless. Against all predictions, yeah, I got those haters nervous. I'm the best investment, aren't you glad you made the purchase? Spitting flames and burning them, lock them in my furnace. Time to rewire, cause I'm shorting out your circuits. My boy's getting hurt and I spit that sweet venom. You know we about to kill it, they mad and resentin'. Got you wrapped up, feeling apprehension. Take them all out, there will be no extensions. Did I forget to mention, this is the beginning. Your reign's about to fall, we the team that's winning. You're getting all emotional, I'm numb to the feeling. I'm about my business, boss, lady of the building. Cold switching on them, 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 cold gazing in the mirror and I see a new face. Now things got clearer, different steering, same race. Never underestimate those slow to speak. If you get too close, you may feel a heat. I take it and I flip it, lost ones get twisted. Ride is so ambitious, smile yet ambitious. Everything's off safety, yes, never maybe. Some think I'm crazy, ill-minded lady. I decide the final prize, beaming through the highest sky. Crippled wings till I fly, I exist between the lines. Rarity, hard to find, never ever dim my shine. Gravity, till I ride, lifted and I'm flying high. Lyrical eargasm, making your brain spasm. Turn it up, gassing, turn it up, gassing. Waiting in the mist, watch it as it flips. Make the cold switch, make the cold switch. Cold switching on them, 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 code switching on them, code switching on them, code switching on them, code switch. Remember when you told me I was gonna be nothing? Well, I took it with your work and I turned it into something. No more gazing out the window on what could have been. No more holding back, cause it's time to get it in. Flows to your soul, step into the known. I'm on some other line, but I ain't on the phone. Lost in the zone, penetrate to the bone. Never be cloned, sweating every single stone. Flows moving through you like an ivy to your veins. Travel through your body, moving straight into your brain. Causing reactions, make you go insane. Put your ass to sleep like I'm numbing all the pain. So many times starting over, never feeling closer. Living life for everyone, I just wanted closure. Notebook my therapy, recording it my session. Pretty smile that covers it, don't go on first impression. Cold switching on them, 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 cold switch.
Trying to play pretend to me. Life is like a game of chess, so play your moves carefully. So by now, I know you haters listening. Dog, get your paper and stay the hell away from me. Damn shame, these demons, they still chasing me. Trying to remain cool, but the stress is trying to break me. 16, suffered a great tragedy. 15, best friend became a beat. But I refuse to let the bullshit corrupt me. Test me, it's gonna get ugly, trust me. Laid it on the line, about to take what's mine. I'm dropping bombs on you, like we in the Middle East. I don't think y'all wanna mess with a G. Keep playing, little sucker, you will get your ass beat. You can have all sevens, but you're not lucky, cause I
think that they could push me over, run me over, treat me like a try to fuck me over, I admit it. Yeah, I'd rather grab a mic and kill a beat than grab a burner, bend a corner, kill you niggas in the street. Nappy niggas don't get at me, lucky I ain't trigger happy. Y'all don't want no problems, not that little scrappy, tacky, not classy. Y'all niggas busted and nasty, so stay the fuck out my way. Go tell your bitch don't get at me, cause I'm too focused on music. And all you niggas be funny, you niggas pay for these bitches. These bitches give me their money, but these bitches be wildin', they actin' stupid or reckless. But I'm high with leave, I can't be brought the dagger to Texas. You know I'm gonna turn it up, cause 40B ain't losing nothing. Niggas acting like police, got everybody handcuffed. And I ain't even on the prowl, save your growls, calm it down. Don't lose your life or nothing, nigga.
Where you from? Hoobam!
With nigga tendencies, black and black and two-step from the side of crazy. Got predicted queen and extraordinary philanthropy. Giving niggas life when these bitches keep trying to press me. Only goal in life to stay black and die on everything. And Compton breed a fucker in spring, ghetto and uppity. Trying to find a balance between good and evil, the blasphemy. Got me contemplating on snapping these folks that blatant. Keep me relevant, public toilet crappy lips. Running over till I punch their ass up with a double fist. Feeling better, finally no longer full of shit. Fucking prison, let me take a mental pick. The moment that you thought you were relevant, gotta be quicker than that, you punk bitch. Snatch your whole dreams real quick. Your member or don't remember it. Now I know the verdict, you's illiterate. Let me repeat again, but put in simple terms that you'll understand. I'm a woman, name real. Your name, no reveal. You say bad things, what's the deal? I say talk to me, you say kill, but I'm with it though. Now you chill, can't look past all that, that's for real. So when I see you know what time it is. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Real G's keep it real at all costs. Even if it means you gotta take your own loss. They ain't passing out no blames when you know it's your fault. Can't nobody jeopardize what you was already taught. But you don't hear me though. Words ain't even bombs anymore. That's for sure. If I said it, best believe it's a go. My approach will have a bitch looking like a fucking joke. Ain't a bully, but I need you to be in the dough. Don't think about it, be about it. Arm make peace about it. If my patience wears thin, I'm gonna have to leap about it. If I end up going to jail, I may have to weep about it. But I promise I won't forget about it. Ha, making me the hot top. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Hey, don't let the smooth taste boot ya. Straight cut from California. Quick to a roll up on her. Blasting her style as I burp around the corner. No sticks, no knives, no heat. Just some old fashioned ass whooping in the street. Shake hands after you get your ass beat. Learn your lesson about fucking with me. Molly walk your ass, but I'm still a lady. Whatever wave you on, keep that same energy. Respect is on my name, that's the way it's supposed to be. And tell them other bitches what you know about me. I promise it, no sucker shit, and wanna give you this.
Hey, you
keep that same energy and I counter it. 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 Keep that same energy and I counter it.
That's the whole about me.
Bitch.
I fucked that bitch one time. I'm a beast with it. I turn into a different person. If you don't want this shit, better keep telling you.
And we're back. You know, it is always a beautiful thing to be back on this Friday night. If you're with me tonight, make sure you got your blunt in your hand. Because we chilling tonight. We doing some talking. And we chilling. For those who've never been here before, welcome to Theory of a High Mind. I'm giving myself a startup. I'm supposed to have another live going on, but I don't have all of my electronics all working correctly. I'm going to get that together this following week as I get some other stuff done. But, you know, it's been an eventful summer, I must say. Out of all of my years of being on this earth, I think the only time that I could remember having a great summer like this was when I was a kid, elementary years. Because then you didn't have a care in the world, you know what I mean? It was easy. But this summer has been very special to me. One from the books for me. Because, see, I'm one of them people that always work. Every time I get a break, I look at how I can use it as a reason to get something done instead of taking a break. Never really was that type of person to go out like that often. I did not mind sitting at the house. There were times that I said, ooh, I'm going out. I would tell people every night, I'm going out. It's cracking. I'm going out. Got my clothes in the car. I'm ready and don't go nowhere. Get home, take the broth. It's a wrap. I may admit something right now. That this is my last year in my 30s. And I told myself, I'm going to make it dirty. Because if I'm going to be going out of my dirty 30s into fabulous 40s, baby, I need to make sure I'm doing it in the right way. And I can't have nobody holding me back doing it. You with me or you not? You know? But it's been an event for me. It's been an experience. I'm not a traveler. It's only been a few times that I've ever traveled in my whole entire life. One being going to Washington, D.C. when I was younger. I went out to Washington, D.C. for a poetry convention. And with that poetry convention, I was able to, let me see how I can do this. Turn off for a moment, because that's messing up my shit. But when I went to Washington, D.C., it was for a poetry convention. So I never really got a chance to leave the hotel. It was my first trip on a plane. Thank God I was able to take it with my mom, because that was the only trip I was able to take with my mom. And I enjoyed, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the trip, but I never got a chance to see the sights. So I don't really like claiming Washington, D.C. only as my first travel on a plane, not as somewhere I went to visit, because being in a hotel is not visiting Washington, D.C. It's just visiting that hotel, which was the Sheraton. So we was in a nice hotel to the point where we was taking a crystal home, the crystal that they gave you to put your ice cream in. We was like, bitch, I need that. We going to take a set home. And I don't even know what happened to them sets, but we took them home. And then Vegas. Of course, everybody been to Vegas when they're younger, you know. I went to Lake Tahoe, but I was a kid. We went camping. That's what we did, you know. But it wasn't until this year that I actually really did some real traveling. I'm talking about from Texas to Vegas to Miami to Vegas. No, to Utah to Vegas. And then still planning on going back to Vegas again. And then I did different events. You know, got a chance to do different things. Got a chance to kick it with some real ones this summer. Be there for some real ones. Had a good time. Awesome time. And I have to say, you know, I ain't got it like that. Going to Texas was a last-minute thing and something I didn't think I would be able to do. And I was thankful that I was able to do it. I wish I'd been able to do it with a little more money. Each trip that I did, I wish I would have been able to do it with a little bit more money. However, I was still able to pull something out of my ass by the grace of God. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm one of them people, I'm a get it. I'm a go get it. I'm a hustler. You know what I'm saying? I do hair, Amazon, I work. You know what I'm saying? And if I can make money any other kind of way, I will. You want me to clean something? I got you. You want me to cook something? I got you. Whatever you ask me to do, if it's money involved, I'm with it because that's what I'm about, growing my own value up as a person, not just money-wise, but it's a portfolio thing. I want to make sure I'm all right in the future. You know what I'm saying? Not just right now, but in the future. And especially being someone who's single now and with no kids, you want to make sure that you're all right in the future so you don't have to depend on nobody. Being that said, I didn't have a lot of money to go on these trips, but I made it a point to try to make sure I had enough money. But being that I was moving back quick to try to do that, I lost my ID in the process. Which is crazy because I was still able. Crazy part is I still had a valid ID, but I didn't know that. And the crazy part is, as dumb as I am, not checking my shit to see if any of them are valid, I'm showing these IDs to other people, and they're not looking and saying, hey, these things are valid. So it's like, okay, you're stupid too. But either way, I've been able to get through life without having it during the summer. I've still been able to do things like I want to. Now, what bothers me about it was kind of like, I felt like it was God telling me, you're going to sit down one way or another. You're going to stop and enjoy your life for a second, just for a second, even if that means that you don't accumulate no extra money or do nothing to grow yourself in this time being. You're going to enjoy yourself. I don't want you to do nothing because I had plans. I was planning on getting stuff done around my house. I was planning on getting, downsizing around here. I was planning on trying to start a business. I was trying to grow some things. I was trying to move up in another level. When I started this show, I wanted it to be in top-notch shape. I was going to bring out all my electronics, have this computer up, that computer up, this social media up, this social media up, that social media up, all live, doing my panels, and have everything right. I was going to have it in top-notch shape. I had a game plan for this summer because I'm like, shit, I got it worked where I don't have to worry about shit. I just finally came to the conclusion that my plans ain't my plans. Because God be having a whole nother plan for me. It don't matter how much planning I do, how much I try to go right down to the nitty-gritty A, B, C, D, and E, it is still his final answer. And I have to realize that my plans aren't my plans because he has another plan for me. And his plan for me was to sit my behind still. Every time I wanted to do something, it was like, no, enjoy yourself, relax. Lounge. Turn on the TV for a minute. Turn it off. Enjoy the silence. Sit here on your phone and do nothing. Do you want to go somewhere? Maybe not. Maybe you do. Maybe you should. Let's go. You don't feel like going nowhere. Let them deliver it. I was on that level all summer long. And it felt good to take a break and not have to worry, to take a break and not have to do anything. Even though in the back of my mind, I'm like, Rich, you got shit to do. You got shit to fucking do. And I hate sitting still, knowing in my mind, moving a mile a minute about the shit I got to do. But the fucked up part is, in the back of my mind, and on some true level, I couldn't get half the shit I needed to do done because it was time frames for certain shit. For instance, I got myself in a situation where Bank of America, where they thought, well, I'm not going to say what they thought because I don't know what they thought, but the way it looks like, they closed my account, mailed me back the money that I had in the account, and told me that they seen fraudulent activity going on in my account, and that's why they did that. In the same breath, they telling me they really don't have to give me no answer. But when I go open up a new account, they tell me they can't open me an account because Bank of America got me in there as if I was doing or someone close to me or I'm connected into doing some type of fraudulent activity. So when I go to dispute the shit, they're not allowing me to dispute it because they're saying that their findings is accurate, even though there was no fraudulent shit going on. And like I told them, if somebody was doing some fraud shit in my account, why didn't you let me know so we could end this shit? You could have got me a whole new account instead of sitting up here closing my account. But the truth of the matter is I had a friend telling me the same thing happened to them, and the reason why is because they had too many bounce checks going in. Even though I had direct deposit, even though I just lost my husband at that time, even though people were giving me money and checks because of me losing my husband at the time, it was a lot of problems with my account being overdrawn. And that was really what I believe is the reason why they closed my account. But they wanted me to look bad. And because of that, I couldn't get an account until the ending of July. So one of the things I tried to do, they pretty much told me that they wouldn't take my Cash App card because it is a prepaid card and not a debit card or a credit card. And I'm thinking to myself, you can swipe it as a prepaid, as a debit card, a credit card. And since when does a prepaid card, which means, to me, I'm thinking a prepaid card means that the money is already there. And if the money is already there, then if I take it, then it's no ifs, ands, and buts. I'm going to get paid. So why wouldn't you want that money? But for some strange reason, that wasn't good enough for you. And the fucked up part is, I applied to get my new ID, a replacement. Went up there one morning early, second in line, 5:30. I got there 5:30 in the morning. That was second in line to get in there. And I paid for my ID, and I went as far as saying, you know what, let me go ahead and apply for the real ID to assure that I have it while I got the money to spend for it so I don't have to deal with no bullshit with y'all. There, a whole month go by, and I get a document that says, hey, you need to renew your California ID. And I'm like, hold the fuck up. You ain't even sent me my motherfucking driver's license. We got a problem. So I get on the phone and call because technically I'm supposed to wait 60 days, but it's been over 30, and you sending me this bullshit. This is a kicker that y'all need to pay attention to because I don't want y'all to get got like me. When you go get your real ID for the first time, they are supposed to take a new picture of you. If they don't do it, you better stress to them to the high hills that they need to take that picture ASAP because you're not coming back and you're not waiting months down the line for them to send it because they will do you like that. They have done me like that, and another homegirl hit me on the same shit like they done did her the same way. And it don't make no sense for your customer service reps in the DMV don't know that, and you got to call about it. Why are you wasting people's time? Now you got me going up there. And then you know what? They don't even give you a copy of the motherfucking picture. Now you don't know if you look good, if you smiling right, if your hair fucked up, if you blinked, nothing. Just thank you for your picture. We'll send your shit in a couple of weeks. When it dawned on me, I said, when I called them and they told me that and I set up an appointment to go up there to get my shit, I was sitting with the homies, and I was rolling up a blunt. And I was using this ID, one of my old IDs, to roll my weed with. Now, I started thinking, I said, damn, they said I need to renew my California ID. That means my last California ID should still be valid, right? Let me look at this motherfucker. I'm looking. I'm using it right now. I look at the motherfucker and showing up. It say it expires this year. I'm like, so you mean to tell me I've been flashing this motherfucking ID, showing y'all like, man, I got all my old IDs and none of y'all seen that it was still valid? I know I'm dumb sometimes. I know my eyesight is bad. I know this motherfucking dirty and can stand to be wiped off to see the numbers a little bit better. But you motherfucker that's supposed to be on your job at the airport and every other motherfucking place, check cashing, banks, all of you, that slipped up just like me, you ain't shit either. I was just saying that. You ain't shit either. So I said, fuck it, let me go ahead and redo this. But I ain't going to put the reel on that. I don't need reel on both of them. I just need reel on one of them. The driver's license is the most important one. So that's why I ain't got it. But damn. Y'all took me to all that shit. I was so like, I can't believe I went through that. So now I got two IDs coming. And I'm glad that I got that taken care of. Even though I went through all the shit. And then I even went and got me a bank account. But all this shit is coming towards the ending of the summer. Ending of the summer. So now it is crunch time last week, and I didn't have these braids in my head that I want to keep in for a long time, but I can't really afford to keep in like that. Because if I keep in like that, first of all, they're too long and they're old, so I had to take a dance. So I just said, fuck it, I'm going to go to school the first couple of days fucked up. Why? Because my school district like to start the school in at the last on a Thursday on the last 2 days of the school of the week. That's when you want to start the beginning of the school year. I don't get that, but whatever. That's how they move. I'm not gonna question that. Whatever. But that's what it is. So Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, I sat there and I took my time out and I got shit done. I got shit done. It is a cat on my vehicle. I should let y'all know, this motherfucker all on my shit. I got cats in my yard. That's the part where I can't stand to leave it. Oh, shit. But, yeah. I caught myself getting my shit together, trying to get all this shit done. And it, like, literally, I, like, powered up and got that shit done within, like, one day. This yard, house, garage, get it together. Everything that I needed to do that was important for me to get done. To start another process. But I got that shit to that point, and I'm excited about that because it took a lot. You know what I'm saying? It took a lot to get there. But I still got other steps to go with it. And that goes back to saying, like, all the shit that I wanted to do this summer, everything, to upgrade what I got going on here to make it easier for me during the school year, kind of slowed me down because I didn't have the right material that I needed at the moment. And but that's cool because, again, it wasn't meant for me to do it then. It was meant for me to chill. It was meant for me to take a breather, relax. You know what I'm saying? Now they say, Frankie, sissy, relax. That's what it was meant for me to do. See, what y'all understand is, I've had that hard life of taking care of people. My friends would tell you, my real ones that know me for years, if you ever called me from the time I was in middle school, going into high school, all the way up till now, if you call me, it's a good chance I'm clean. I'm cleaning up something. I'm taking care of something around the house. It was never a time where they'd be like, oh, what you doing? Nothing. And if it was, it's because I'm just waking up or getting ready to lay down. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm taking a break from something. Their phone call helped me take a break. Because sometimes I don't know how to stop. I'm one of them people, I'll keep working and working. I'll start early in the morning knowing I haven't ate no food. I smoked a blunt and had some orange juice or some water and kept it pushing. Work. And I'll start getting hungry and be like, fuck that, work past the hunger because I'm trying to hurry up and get done. As soon as I get done, maybe I can start eating. But by the time it gets to that point, I start getting sick. I start getting these migraines or I start feeling icky. So now I got to really stop to eat. If y'all try not to stop to eat because I know if I eat, I'm going to fill myself up too much and I'm going to want to sit down. And I want to do that. I hate being that person. So what I try to do is work, 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 get everything done, take a shower. So when I lay down on that bed, I got my food laid out, my blunt, my weed right there. So all I got to roll it up, That's if I feel like rolling it up, because I got to the point right now that I be so burnt out and tired, I don't even want to roll up my motherfucking weed. Like, I feel like I need to hire somebody to come over every now and then to come roll my weed up sometimes. But they got to roll like me. I can't take them little piss-ass blunts and them funny-looking shape blunts. I can't do that. But it is a serious situation with that. With me making plans for myself that ain't even for me. You know? So, you know. The thing about the Texas trip is that if I would have been able to do it different, like I said, I would have had more money. And if I would have had more money, I probably would have had my own place. Or I would have had enough money to be able to go do things that I want to do without feeling like I'm obligated to be around other people. Overall, it was a good trip. But, yeah. Business-wise, it was totally worth it. Fun-wise, I would have went with other people. Being honest. Miami, awesome fucking trip. Minus one person. I went to Miami. She's one of my really good friends, and she was the one that told me. She said, you know, you don't ever go nowhere. You don't ever do nothing. And she said this in 2020. Bitch, you don't never go nowhere. You don't never do nothing. We going to Miami. You going there. It's next year. I don't give a fuck what you saying. You going. Get your shit. You got enough time. I don't hear no games. I was like, all right. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, right, bitch. I'm always broke. I ain't never got no money. I can't afford that. I got bills to pay. We ain't the same. See, we are. She got her own place. She got a car note. I don't have no car note, you know. Like, we pretty much the same, you know. So I really had to check myself and be like, okay, let me figure this out. Let's see, what helped me out even more was these motherfucking stimmies. The motherfucking stimmies came in, and when they started saying, hey, you can, when they gave you that extra money during unemployment, I'm like, oh, okay. Summertime last year, I was like, all right, I feel all right about my life right now. You know, this summer is going to be cracking. I can feel this. So I was like, all right, I'm able to pay for this. So I said, all right, first time I got the money, let me pay for my, and this was right before the Texas trip. I was like, all right, this stimulus check, I done spent the money of the other stimulus checks on what was important and what was necessary. But this last one right here, I'm going to put this one that feels that's good, yeah, that's going towards my tickets to get on out of here, my plane tickets. If I buy my plane tickets, then it's for sure that I got to come up with the money with everything else. No half-stepping. That's how I feel. So got the tickets to get out of there for Texas. And I got this. My homegirl was like, no, go this way. This is the flight we going on. Boom, boom, boom. I said, all right. And got my flights for Miami. She was like, right, you going to stay in the room with us. I'm like, bitch, I ain't staying in the room with five people. You already know how I get down. Because people who know me. I'm learning me, but they know me. I am quick to get up and walk away and just to get away from everybody. It's not that I have no problems with nobody. It's not that it may not be that you're annoying me, because not all the time it's an annoyance. It's just the fact that I get claustrophobic being in a room with people for so long. I need to walk away and get a breather and regroup my own self. This is what I learned about myself over the 5 years. So this is not something that I'm like inventing, because I never knew what it was. But certain people know me because I would call them on those walks. Like, girl, I had to get away for a moment. Like, Jesus. Like, they're not even bothering me, but I need to woosah. I need to be able to breathe. I need to be able to let myself go. I couldn't talk in my own mind without thinking somebody could hear me. That's what it was. I was really, like, freaking out. So I mean, need no walks. I told her this. I'm like, dude, I know I'm going to need this. So if I do this, don't get mad at me. Just let me walk for a minute, and I'm not going to go far. I'll be right there. And being that we was right on the beach, it would have been perfect. I would have walked to the beach, probably walked along the water and came back in. But I never felt the need to do that. Because everybody was cool except for one. Except for one. It's always one. One, it's always an exception to the rule. That's how they put it, an exception to the rule. There was only one, which is crazy because she was kind of like me. The friend that invited us was someone we met through a place of employment. Only difference is I was previous. She's current. We didn't know her cousin or her cousin's best friend. I knew her cousin's sister and her daughter. I met her other sister. But I never met her, and I definitely never met her best friend before. But as soon as we got together, it was like everything was cool. But she was the one. Singled herself out. She was like, oh, you know, I was like, hey, take pictures. And, no, it's too dark in here for me to be taking pictures. Bitch, what you trying to say? I'm sitting in the dark right now. I don't give a fuck. But at that moment, you sitting up there taking a diss to me because we're both dark-skinned. I'm getting in the picture. And there's a flash. What the fuck are you talking about? But I was just like, whatever. Not going to trip off that. We all in the room taking pictures under this little crown. I was like, uh-oh, queen me. Hey, girl, come take pictures with us. No, thank you. Noted. Okay, you seem standoffish. We get it. So now, it's time for us to get up and go do things. We got excursions plans. We have an itinerary for every day. And the things that we do, it seems like you don't even want to be around us. And when you are around us, it's like you just standing there. You sit way on the other side. Come sit by us. No, thank you. It's no room, but it is room. Wake up, you gone. You ain't even there in the room. We like, where you go? No messages, even though we got a group chat. You didn't leave nothing in the group chat. You didn't send no one a personal message. You didn't call nobody. You didn't leave a notepad, nothing. Leave a message with the front desk to call us or nothing. You didn't say nothing. You just got up and gone. So when we wake up and we realize you're gone, we're like, fuck it, we going to breakfast without you. Then fuck it, since you want to leave us, we'll leave you too. We went downstairs and went to breakfast. That's when we see you pass us by like we dissed you. Like, well, you was gone before us and didn't say nothing. We even kicked it with some other people on the booze cruise. And then it was one time that we came back from one other excursion. She went off downstairs and kicked it with some people. And it was just like, girl, just say we're not your cup of tea. But then it was like, all right, we get it. You don't want to be around us no more. Not going to push the issue no more. And now you want to be all in our face. What are we doing next? What club are we going to next? We not doing nothing else. We ain't going nowhere else. I want to do something. Let's go somewhere. Let's go this. Let's do that. Now you involved. Oh, I've seen this is that. Now you know everything. They told us we got to be back at this time. Now, remember, he said we got to be here at this time. Oh, yeah. That's a lie. That's a real one right there. I know because of this. Even though someone just said that. Just in everybody's face. Now you realize that I'm a funny person. Dude, you so funny. I didn't hear you be this funny all this time. That's because you wasn't around me, baby. You missed out on all this goodness. I had everybody over here cracking up. You was the only one missing in action. Even though we try. And see, like I said, I've been that person. So I know how it feels to feel outcast and not included and stuff. There was a lot of stuff she talked to me about. The only reason why I knew a lot about it is because she already had the conversation with me about it. And if I didn't know, I was just right there listening, catching the stories like, oh, my God, for real? No. Hell no, that ain't cool. Look, putting my input from an outsider standpoint. But, you know, she felt like she was outcast. And this is the craziest part. I have never ever had a TikTok until I got back from Miami, because that's when they showed me that this girl got on TikTok and she was like, so I went to Miami with a group of girls and felt outcast the whole time, but I made it my own and still had fun. What?
we outcast you as much as we wanted you to be around us and be included in the things we did. She was the only one that didn't go parasailing, and that was the first event we did. And it was like, oh, my gosh, this girl is crazy. Couldn't believe it. She put that shit on there, and I see my friend saying something to her. I see her cousin who came on the trip saying something to her. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm getting a TikTok. I went on TikTok and I started going off. I said, oh, don't be up here telling these people these lies, making us out to be bad people when you sat up there and outcast yourself. How dare you sit up there and tell these lies? What sad story are you trying to give off? People trying, oh, I can tell by the way they responded that they bullies. How we bullies? Because we're not going to allow someone to sit up here and, like, really, like, drag our name through the mud to allow you to take my name, and even though you're not saying no names, you still know who you're talking about. We're all grown women. If you had a problem, you could have addressed it. And that's what I was telling her through the whole messages. If you had a problem with any of us, you could have addressed it. She said her first problem was we was using bitch and nigga too much, and she wasn't raised to use those type of language. I said, I'm sure we was using that language during the group chat. If you had a problem with it, why didn't you address it? I'm sure we would have accommodated you. We're not so biased that we can't understand how someone feels when we use certain language. We're not stupid. We do comprehend when other things make other people feel uncomfortable. So if you would have said something like, look, you guys, I'm not used to hearing that kind of language, could you keep it at a minimum? We probably would have accommodated. But at the same time, it's like, bitch, we in Miami doing a Mayweather fight. Mayweather fight with someone. And everybody's out there. Everybody's out there. Every other person that's passing by us is using those words that you have a problem with us using, but you're sitting up here complaining about us using it. That was your first complaint. Second complaint was you felt outcast because everybody was talking about family stuff. Family conversation didn't last that long for you to have that problem. So I'm like, when did the family conversation? I'm like, half the stuff they was talking about that was family, I knew nothing about. But I had an input. And again, it's all about just being there in the moment. Because I had my moment, too, where I have issues on the trip, where I had a dummy get in my inbox asking me, when can we fuck? And I'm like, excuse me, don't you ever come at me like that. I'm on vacation. Please excuse yourself from my inbox. Now you want to be disrespectful and call me out my name. Now I'm a whole bunch of bitches. Now I'm a smoker. Now I got something in my teeth. Now I got all these problems, but you wanted to fuck. But the way you coming at me is like a little gay boy. And you so much of a gay boy that you blocked me because I actually posted my address. Those who know me, they know. If I post my address, it's a wrap. You them fighting words when it comes to me. If I post my address, just know that. I'm not going to sugarcoat shit for none of y'all. If I post my address, if I tell you this is my address, come see me and talk to me and keep that same energy, best believe them fighting words. I just punched you through text. Just take it like that. Two for flinching. But that was my issue. We all had something going on to deal with it mentally, emotionally, but we still got over it, and we had a good time doing the trip. But you had these different outbreaks of saying this is the reason why you didn't get along with us. I said, baby girl, just tell us we wasn't your, just tell them we wasn't your cup of tea. You went on a trip with a group of women that weren't your cup of tea. It wasn't that we had outcast you because we kept including you and you excluded yourself. Come, no. Come, no. Come. Like, we was trying to peer pressure you into being our friends for the trip. I don't have time to do that. don't care to do that. I don't do that. So she blocked me. And I went right back on there from other people. See, with TikTok, you can log on from your Google account. You can log on from your Facebook account. You can log on from your Twitter account. I don't have Twitter. So I logged on to with my Facebook at first. She blocked me. So I said, fuck you. I will log on to with my Google because I need to make sure you ain't still talking shit or anybody else talking shit. And somebody else got on there and started talking shit. Because I told her, I said, you know, you're a dark-skinned woman and you're a Sagittarius. I just knew we would have got along. But what her skin tone got to do anything with anything? Bitch, did you check my picture before you actually asked me that? Her skin tone is almost the same as mine. She's a Sagittarius. I thought we would be cool with each other, being that we didn't know anyone but that one person. Situation we had thinking, oh, three Sagittarius in the room. Hey. But no, you as the Sagittarius, you decided to distance yourself from everybody and then thought you was going to get away with talking that bullshit line. So now I'm on my Google account talking to you as if I'm an innocent bystander and you thought you was going to pop off at me like I was nobody. Who are you? Was you there? How you going? Who are you to have input on my life? Excuse me. Because I was like, did you try talking to them about how you felt before you got on here to trying to belittle them? I said, that's the problem with a lot of good women when they do these things. It's hard for them to talk out their feelings when they need to talk about. They quick to just go to Facebook and talk shit. Or go to social media, so I say. It's usually Facebook, you know, but... You know, so many outlets for social media, you know. And people go and use them. Vividly. Put the violin on. Put on the Eeyore outfit. And sit right there. Ooh, thanks for noticing me. Oh, woe is me. Yeah, they do it. I fall victim to it sometimes, too. Don't lie. Like she said, don't lie. You know you do the same thing, too. It's just that you know me and I don't know you. So now I'm talking to her and she want to get all rah-rah. And I said, yes, I was there on the trip because I'm the one that's been talking to you. I said, you haven't jumped in anyone's inbox to talk to them about how you felt about this trip, but you got on the social media to sit up there and talk about how you feel. And if you really felt that way, you could have turned it around at the beginning of the trip, and you didn't. You chose to outcast yourself. So, yeah, we had the best friend ever, even though she was dead. She felt like, we felt like we had an auntie on the trip that was chaperoning us. That's how we felt. Anytime she came around, it seemed like we were centering ourselves. And when she wasn't around, we was having the best time without even effort. It wasn't even no effort. Let's take pictures. And it turned into us laughing and giggling about some dumb shit. Just hands down. That was the first time I got burnt in the face. I mean, burnt like on the forehead and around the nose. I was like, oh, my God, I'm just burned. I didn't even know it could happen. You know, greatest time. Best excursions to go on. Just the greatest and worth every penny. Food, awesome. You know, expensive but awesome. But we had the best time. Barton G's out there, awesome. I'll go there again. I know we got one out here, but out there it was lovely. So, yeah, those trips were good. Went to Utah, traveled out there, helping out a friend. Taking care of some stuff out there. And it was my first time traveling out there and traveling back by myself. That was an experience. That is a 10-hour drive. Going, I was like, oh, my God. What am I getting myself into?
You knew when you was getting into Nevada because the heat got stronger. But when you crossed out of Nevada into Utah, the heat started to die down. But when it died down so bad, it started raining. Them drops, baby, they were so big. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then the lightning started hitting the fucking ground on the side of the freeway. And it seemed like with every inch you went, it was right on the side of the freeway, right in front of you on the side, though, like up ahead of you. And it was hitting the ground. I'm just like, ooh, let me slow down because I do not want to go back into the future. Like, this is too much for me. I did not want to have that problem. And I know with my truck, one thing I know about my vehicle is when it's raining, you cannot drive fast and you cannot drive too slow. You have to keep a certain speed because if the ground gets too wet, that wetness in between the traction causes confusion. And it causes me to hydroplane, and I can't do that. That's the scariest feeling. That's why I don't like driving the 710 freeway when it rains. But I was getting nervous. We got past that and got into Utah, and it was hot as shit for the rain to catch up to us. And, baby, you should have seen all them meth heads in downtown Utah running around trying to get out of that rain, because it wasn't just raining. It was windy as fuck. Like, it was so windy, you can see the rain being pushed across the street into one area, which was the parking lot where we were. And then once it stopped raining after 10 minutes, the whole parking lot was flooded. I was like, thank God I got a truck. Shit gonna flood me out. But it was like, woof. And them messages, they was running, honey. They was not ready. I was thinking to myself, did y'all pay attention to the rain? Because the lady, right when we got into Utah at the gas station, said it's supposed to rain for the next 10 days. Y'all not paying attention to that? All that technology y'all got, y'all didn't look at the weather once and say, oh, let me grab a jacket just in case. Because they were showing up out there chilling, had their little baskets out there, kids' car seats, the little strollers out there and shit, but it ain't no kid in it. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit they carrying. And they out there in the trees and shit, and that shit came down. Them niggas scattered like fucking roaches. I was like, woo, look at them run, look at them run. Hey, video feed, I think I still got the video feed. Whatever was out there stomping around in the rain like she was doing Footloose. I said, well, shit, God, they were not ready. They were not ready. And when it got hot, it got fucking hot. Ooh, I'm talking about some heat that you just cannot stand. And then when I was on my way back in, I said, fuck it, I'm stopping in Vegas. And because I didn't want to overdo it for the trip, but I also wanted to, I had the time, but I left early and I got the hell up out of there and I made it back home. And the first thing I wanted to do is just lay in my bed. My bed loves me and misses me at the same time, so I get pissed off at me so much when I do not be in the bed as much with her, spend time with her. I know it. I know it. So, yeah, I did all of that. One of the Vegas trips that I did was to meet some family down there that came from Tennessee. Best time with them because I was able to get some family history. But I will say this, traveling with old people, I think it's because they were more on the tourist side of things, and I was more like, for people who stay in Los Angeles, Vegas is more like Los Angeles to us. It's just like going to a further away LA. You know, we don't take it seriously. How we used to be when we was younger, let's walk the strip, let the water show. We don't do those things no more. And then I went with my sister. And God knows I love my sister, but
She likes to drive regardless if she's in the passenger seat, the driver's seat, or the back seat. It does not matter. And it drives me insane. And I'm trying my best to keep myself cool. I think she think I was going cuckoo for a minute because I was really like, just please shut the fuck up and just sit there and be pretty like furniture. Just do that, please. And she was just like looking at me like I was just all kind of stupid. And I know I probably freaked her out a couple of times. It was one time somebody on the way up to Vegas where someone almost ran me off the road. And crazy part is I'm taking this chance driving with bad tags. This is like the beginning of June that I'm doing this. This is right before my Miami trip. So when I did this trip, it was like, okay, let me go ahead and get this done. But I got to hurry up and get out there. So I'm driving, and there's a woman, and she's going slow in the left lane. One person had already went around her. So I said, all right, I'm going to go around her too. So, but I waited till I got close to her before I went around. Right when I got ready to get over, she got over. So I said, okay, if you don't get over there, I'll get back over here. But then she get over, and I'm like, what? And she hit me with the, and I'm like, that's how I love you. I love you in sign language, but you're also probably doing some, like, heavy metal piece shit to me. I don't know. But what I don't know is I don't know why you're playing games. So we went through that again. Tried to get over. She got over again. Tried to get over. She got over again. So I'm like, bitch, you're pissing me off. What is this all about? I finally got my sister asleep in the car, and I can play my music and don't have to deal with her talking shit about my driving. And here come your bitch ass out of nowhere playing games. So finally when I get over again, she gets over again, but this time I get over all the way into the ditch and go all the way around her because she damn near hit my car playing games. Now she want to follow me during the whole trip, but at one point she ended up getting lost. And I'm like, oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Why are people so stupid? Now, of course, this is my vehicle, and my sister's rolling with me, so I'm going to smoke my weed. I'm going to do that. You're not going to stop me from doing that. But I'm very good about how I do what I'm rolling. I'm going to have my shit already rolled. I'm going to have it packed away a certain way. I'm going to have my shit right, so when we go off, it ain't going to, I don't have to make no pit stops or do nothing funny on the road where our lives would be at jeopardy. If it's me by myself, it's a different thing. But somebody else like her in the car, no. So I didn't smoke. I didn't put my roaches into my cigarette box, put it on the door, got rid of it, opened up me a new fresh pack of cigarettes, put it in the thing. Now I'm getting pulled over. So now when I get pulled over, I'm like, oh, the fuck. So when I get pulled over, I'm like, okay, it's all right, it's all right, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good. I already know what they pulled me over. I already got the game plan. He already knows coronavirus shit is all fucked up. I ain't got the money, sorry. So, of course, he gives me a fix-it ticket. But in the midst of all this going on, he's on my sister's side, so I'm not tripping because the weed is on the door on my driver's side. So I'm like, all right, cool. But when he give me the ticket, he comes to my driver's side. So I'm trying to be like, okay, 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 thank you for everything. Okay, okay, okay. I will talk to you later. Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Fix the ticket. Great. It's not a real ticket. Thank you. Don't have to come back to Barstow. Thank you. Here come my sister. So how much is it with you? Bitch, you ain't even paying for it. What the fuck? Shut up. If you got to take a step next to my car again and smell this good, fine weed I got coming up out this damn cigarette box, I'm going to be pissed. I was so upset. I was looking at her like, shut the fuck up. But I had to keep it together. So girl, I kept it together. And then my thing finally got him away, and I literally had to tell her, like, dude, like, I didn't tell you that. When he got behind me, I seen it happening. He was getting ready to pass straight past me while I was in the far left lane,
and he was in the lane next to me. But he slowed up because he's seen the tags was wrong. And then he jumped behind me. As soon as he jumped behind me, I told my sister, I said, Kenya, I'm about to get pulled over by the police. They behind me. She said, where at? And she looked back, and I said, bitch, don't you look, turn around, you turn face forward. Well, why would you do that? If she would have turned all the way around, he would have turned the lights on then. I know how the police get down. Every black person should know that. If you don't know that, if you do not know that, you should, let me educate you. If somebody tell you as the passenger that the police is behind us, you don't flinch, you don't turn to look, you don't look in nobody's mirror, be turning your head different ways. Because, see, they know different stuff. They know different movements. They've been doing this for a while, so they know how people's heads move, how their arms look when you're doing certain things, how your body tense up. You just sit there and be like, all right. And anything you do have to do, you keep that same relaxed moment. Motherfucker tell me, I'm over here smoking a blunt, and they be like, police behind us. I'll be like, all right. I'll just sit there and take out a cigarette, use that blunt to light my cigarette while at the same time, but smashing it into it to put it out. I already now put the blunt out and started smoking a cigarette. So by the time we get ready to pass up the police or you know, whatever, you know, they don't smell it. I already took out the spray out of my purse. Sprayed that, put some lip gloss on my lip, make it look like that's what I was doing. Pop in. Cause see, that's how I try to get down. I try to keep it relaxed. But when she pushed that move, I was like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, oh my god, it was hilarious. I ain't gonna lie, it was like I was glad to get out of my car when it was time to go. I was like, oh my god, when they told me they was going back out, my cousins. Back out to Vegas. I said, I don't know if I'm coming with my sister this time. She may have to find her own way out there. I don't know. Maybe I can get my brother to go and they can go together. I don't know. And which is worse because he drives way crazier than me. Me, on the other hand, I have control. I just like to drive fast. That's all it's about me. But overall, it was a great summer. I went to the Pride Picnic. Now, crazy fun fact, the Pride Picnic was at a cemetery this year. And, of course, everybody was freaked out and really, like, wondering, like, cemetery, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of crazy. Why would we want to party with the dead? But when you actually see exactly where it is, it's not like we were tap dancing on somebody's grave. This was the type of cemetery that had family plots that were almost like little homes and shit where you had to go into the thing and see the names on the wall, I guess, where they've been buried or either they got them underneath there or however they do it. But we was in a field that was pure grass and nothing else. And it was actually nice. I found my people. The music, the dancing, the on-timeness, the non-ratchetness. Everybody loves everybody. It was just a beautiful thing. And I enjoyed myself. I really did. A few parties I went to with a few people that I fucked with. You know, certain people, when I go out with them, it's just the whole vibe. You know what I'm saying? Got stories. Nigga falling down the stairs. You know what I'm saying? That shit would never get old. Nigga said, bloop, 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 and heard it. It was just like that because his head hit every step. Bloop, 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 bloop. Home girl said, was that the fat nigga? Now we looking at her like, bitch. Everybody laughed. Everybody shocked. This nigga get up, fuck you and your mama. Now we all laughing. Even the people that didn't see it just heard it. Just stories for the summer. As I said, if you look at my June memories,
That shit was cracking. And you look at my July memories, that shit was cracking too. But there's a lot of stuff that's missing out of there that didn't get put in there. A lot of stuff. Hitting up Jackson's Bar. I went to Jackson's Bar more this summer than I ever did. But it was easy for me to go because you go get your $5 drink, you go get your $5 tacos, and you sit there and you can smoke your weed and smoke your cigarettes. And if you want to play pool, you can play pool. If you want some shots, you can take some shots. You want to dance, you can dance. You want to watch sports, you can watch that. If you want to play dominoes or anything, you can do any of that. And I'm only spending $10. Only. At a minimum, anyway. That's my go-to for the night. But every now and then, if you get drunk enough, because the bartender's good like that, you might say, you know what, go and give me some shots. Or if your homies is with you, they might say, bitch, we about to do some shots. Or one of the homies at the bar, you might just walk in and she like, hey, do a shot with me. Bam, bam, there it is. It's a wrap. But I also go back in the corner and sit by myself and chill and watch everybody and be like, hey, I see you. Talk with everybody. Chill with everybody. But I sit at a table by myself. You're always welcome at the table. Let you know. The godmother, the madam, has to sit there and watch and feel good about herself and enjoy the scenery. It's about being out. It's about enjoying life. Again, it's my last year in my 30s, so I'm going to make that shit dirty, whether you with me or not. If you riding with me, you ride with me. Let's take this ride together. It's a trip. If you're not, deuces. Sorry, not sorry. Don't be mad. Because there's been plenty of times that I've sat there and I've asked people to do this with me and take me serious. Yeah. I don't like being censored. Restricted. That's a Sagittarius's woes. We don't like being restricted. And when we're doing stuff, you know, I'm one of them people that I'm one of those Sagittarius's that's not a hoe, but could be a hoe for my man if I had a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to be playing games either. So with me doing what I'm doing, it's only on the basis of me knowing that I want to be happy. I want to make sure that I went through this life with no regrets. And I don't want to feel any remorse against anybody because they held me back from what I can do or what I could have done. I don't put that much control of my life into anyone else's hands. But God. And that's the honest God. It's true. So many times we fall short of wanting someone so bad that we allow certain things to take place that shouldn't take place. Forgetting ourselves in the process, forgetting our happiness. It was something that I watched on that show, Bam. I think I talked about it last season on my show, where we shrink ourselves. Shrink ourselves for the people we want to be with. I don't ever want anybody to shrink themselves to be with me. I want you to be yourself wholeheartedly. However, when you think about loving me and saying that you want to be yourself, you need to take in consideration that being yourself means beating that person up and making them feel less than what they are to you in their life. Because I've always told myself I don't ever want to disrespect my man because I don't want my man to feel like he's not my man. So it should be the same level of respect from the other person, too. You want me to be your woman, how am I supposed to be your woman if you don't treat me like I'm your woman? See, it's so easy for us to point the finger at each other, at the partner that you're with, on the things that they do. But you also have to take in accountability of the things that you do and the things that you have allowed to happen. And then you have to say to yourself, what do I want for me? You have to be honest with yourself. The person that you fucking right now, do you really see a future with that person? Can you really see yourself settling down? If marriage is something that you're really thinking about, is this something that someone that you can do that with? If not, why waste your time? Why put yourself in a predicament where you could possibly fuck your life up fucking with somebody that you know is no good for you? So we all have that lesson to learn. Sometimes we do it because, you know, slam pickings, right? But it's not that it's just it's slam pickings. It's the fact that we pick people that is not in our caliber. They're not in the group that we should be looking in. See, men deal with women that we feel is beneath them. But really, it's right there in their caliber because the women we think they should have is the woman that they're not ready for. Because they're not on that level. They want to be on that level. A woman that's not on that level, make them feel like they're on that level because they still need them. Men just want to be needed. It's just simple. If you ask them, they want to be needed. As much as they don't want you to depend on them financially, they want you to. But the fucked up part about it is that those men that feel like that, sometimes they want to take advantage of that power and feel like that they can belittle you even more with that shit and expect you to put up with the mental and emotional abuse. Some men think that just because you don't physically attack someone or call them out their names, that there's no abuse being held. There's going to be a mental abuse. There's going to be emotional abuse. It's not just physical abuse. And that shit affects us in so many different ways. I'm used to seeing it because I've seen it so many times to the point where it annoyed me to see it again. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time, my brother's one of the biggest gigolos I've ever met. Showed me the game at an early age. Made me easy to see shit. And even though I see shit, I still deal with shit on my level of dealing with shit. Because we have to know better. Reality is so much better when you actually pay attention to it. You can't get caught up in the game. Keep your eyes open. A blink can even fuck you up if you take too long open it back up. And we know about those long blinks. The motherfuckers get us in trouble at work, right? But yeah, needless to say, beautiful summer. A lot of eye-openers. A lot of great relationships built. Friendships. I went to Vegas again, kicked it with one of my homegirls, one of my homeboys. Shout out to Bobby. Came out there and rescued us. I think I'm only going to say this because this is way weird. We were out there in the hotel, one of the hotels, and we was at work with the machines in the corner somewhere, just sitting there by ourselves, nobody else around us. And it seemed like for the moment we walked down off the floor, it was like they was on us, like, hey, where you going? Excuse me? Oh. Okay. I've been getting a lot of people tell me that they can feel my vibe. They like my vibe. They feel my vibe. My vibe has attracted them to me. Say what? I'll just be wanting to ask them, what vibe is this that you're feeling so I can turn it off? I ain't checking for nobody. Nobody. That'd be the funniest thing. The first thing I do when I go on some of these sites and stuff, I'd be telling them are these groups I'm here for the ladies. Where you at? He. And it be the man. He. I'd be like, dude, Ace of Horses. And I'd be like, oh, it's annoying to say the same thing over and over again. Comprehension is really the problem. Ladies, yes. Great summer overall. Cool ladies I fuck with. Like, stumbled up on some cool-ass shit. Met some real shit. I did my first solo competition. My first show. And I found out that the other team only won by a couple of points. I just found that out just a couple of weeks ago. But a couple of days, actually. It was my first show, 3 rounds, by myself, testing the waters just a little bit. And there's a lot that I can practice on my own, a lot of shit that I can do on my own that I can totally do better when it comes to my performances and stuff. But I was really proud of myself because I was likable. And that lets me know that I could have been somebody in this shit if I really took this shit serious earlier in the game. It's just y'all horny toe-ass niggas that think somebody's supposed to give up the booty just for an opportunity. For a fucking job. I wasn't with that shit. I'm still not with that shit. But that's a conversation for another episode. Because I was surely about to swing into that real quick. I'm going to stop it right there because I don't want to go into nothing else. We want to save a little bit for a little bit more for another episode and another episode and another episode. Stay tuned on another episode. Next week, we're going to talk about some motion. Let me see. I might need to put this right back in. Put a fork in where I ended tonight so we can get back with the shit, baby. I'm just saying. So, next week, next Friday, 10 p.m., maybe I'll have someone with me that night. Maybe I'll be back in the dark like this. Maybe I won't be. Who's to say? Maybe my camera situation would be better. I got to find my motherfucking tablet because this would be better if I had a tablet. It'd be better if I could be in my room. I just get a room. Who's to say? I don't know. Next week. Follow me in, 10 p.m. to midnight, Pacific Standard Time, Theory of a High Mind. I'm going to be out with y'all saying goodbye to the live right now because what we want to do is we want to play it out with some music, you know what I'm saying? So live can always go. Let's see, we're going to post that. You know what I'm saying? Never delete it. I don't know why they started adding all this extra shit on Facebook. Next time we're going to try to do some recording on, which one is it? Tag. Find out you can go live on Tag. And the beautiful thing about that is that you can get paid when you go live. But I got to make sure that I look gorgeous. Yes, gorgeous. But we'll figure it out, you guys. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Coronavirus is real, so please don't let them fuck your shit up, baby. Make sure you don't touch your nose, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your lips, don't touch no openings, don't touch your ears, don't touch your vagina or your pee-pee. Don't touch your booty hole. Don't touch no openings after touching something in public. Keep your hands washed with soap and water. Hand sanitize if you can't get to it. Trying to keep you updated. That's a whole nother subject too, this coronavirus shit. But I gotta have people on the show so y'all can get some real bona fide information. I can give you some shit, but it's gonna be brief information and you gonna be mad because now you gotta do some homework on some shit. But I know people that know people that know people that know people that know some shit. So I'm gonna see if I can get them on the show with us. Again, have a good night. Come back to us next week, you hear? Boss.
You know, I want you to be like a flower in the breeze. flow with me. Bend with me. Ladies that got their own car and own place, paying all their bills with some money in the bank.
Cha-ching.
Niggas been denied, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sweat.
When I walk, I grind. Give a high five on the black hand side. Air hug if my nails ain't dry. Got an extra door whenever niggas ain't acting right. Bye bye, I find I have a better time when it's just me, myself, and I win. Never boss bitches reunite. On a level of queen, and some of you hoes can't seem to get right. It's time I say why. Queening is the way of life. Paper chasing, keeping all crowns high. Letting all the bullshit pass us by. Self love, figure with some pride. We just like humble pride. Sugar coat will make you cry. Who you never lie.
That's right.
Direct or private, got that automatic pack. Chillin' and relaxin' on any given day. Don't listen to what lonely bitches gotta say. My mind at peace on some boss, bitch.
Ladies, they got their own car and own place. Paying all their bills with some money in the bank. Niggas been denied, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss, bitch, sweat. Boss, bitch, sweat.
Don't give a fuck if you see me in a crop top. I'm like a champagne bottle when it goes pop. Thirsty ass got a glass, I think not. Made me a subject with the plot. Now I got your whole motherfucking block hot. FYI, when I sway, I'm a lady that knows how to handle motherfucking block. That's why black girls do rock. And that's where we got is hot. Sugar dumpling rock some top. Outline bodies with some chops. Straight connection on the rock. Cigar fat with weed inside. At the end of the day, I fall to my knees and bow my head and give it all up to my God. So many things change, we living day to day. Get out the way, silly rabbit thought it was okay. Get out my face before you fuck around and get laid from a boss, bitch, sweat.
Ladies, they got their own car and own place. Paying all their bills with some money in the bank. Niggas think tonight, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sweat. Make it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. I'm on my boss bitch sway.